Hi, this is Victoria. Thank you for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Hello, Victoria. I'm calling because I have a charge on my credit card, and I do not know what it's for or what kind of a company you are. I notice you don't identify yourself.
Yes, ma'am, we are actually a third-party call center and we actually handle products for different companies. And that's why I'm going to have to ask you some information so I can better serve you. Could I have your zip code, please?
07628.
07628.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. And ma'am, what is the first and last name that I'm looking for?
Mary Lachlan.
Now, Miss Lachlan, is that standard spelling of Lachlan?
It's our spelling, Lougham.
Ah, LOU. Okay, thank you, Miss Lachlan. Okay, I think I found you, Miss Lachlan. Miss Lachlan, could you give me your address to be sure this is the right one?
92 Park Avenue, Dumont, New Jersey.
Yes, ma'am. I do have an account with that address. It is loading, and you were calling in about some charges today that you didn't understand. Is that correct, Miss Lachlan?
Well, yes, I have an idea what might have brought them about, but I obviously misunderstood it.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to know what this is before I am going to dispute it on the on my
Yes,
card.
ma'am.
But
Okay, I do apologize that it's taken so long to load. So as soon as it comes up, we will see what's going on. And I do thank you for calling us. You did say something about opening up a dispute. So I do thank you for giving us a chance to try to help you with this before you did lodge your dispute. Okay, Miss Lachlan, it looks like back on November 22nd that you entered a sweepstakes and paid $5.74 for a chance to win some La Crusade.
yes.
Yes. Now, with that particular promotion, with the chance to win the La Crusade, you were entered into our online gadget store where you received a voucher each month that you renewed. For $125 that you could spend in the online gadget store where the La Crusade would have come from if you would have won. And I see where you've been charged $67.32
Yeah.
for your membership. And
I know,
the
and see, that's what I'm disputing. I don't want a membership. I
Yes, ma'am.
don't, because originally I was supposed to get something, you paid shipping, and I know it's my fault for not verifying it further, but it didn't mention anything about all that other stuff,
Yes, ma'am.
like recurring charges and all that, so I don't want that.
I'm going to take care of that for you. I'm going to go ahead and cancel that out. You're no longer going to be billed.
But I need to get this one taken off too, the one on
Yes,
the
ma'am.
26th.
Yes, ma'am. That is a legitimate charge. However, because of the misunderstanding with the program, I can give you, let me make sure. I can give you I can give you 35% back of that charge because it is a legitimate charge.
No, I'm going to dispute that further because if that comes from that entering into that whatever it was, I have gotten so many emails that it's my second opportunity, my second opportunity. Well, you've already taken the money. Why would I be having a second opportunity five times?
Yes, ma'am.
So it may be the customer you're dealing with, since you are a call center. But it is just, no, I still would have to dispute that.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second. Well, actually, no. I don't have to ask someone for that. I can actually offer you 50% back because, as I said, this is a goodwill gesture because even though it is a valid charge, you may not have understood the terms and conditions of the sweepstakes. So I can give you 50% back of your $67.32.
No, I would go for 100%.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to either dispute it, or I just can't have it because the original, it was shipping for something. Paid the shipping charge.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I can see, $574 is shipping. But what is the $67 for a membership? I don't remember reading that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did because I know I don't want memberships in anything.
Okay. Now, the only thing that I would add, Ms. Laughlin, is that I understand that you would want to open a dispute, and that is your prerogative to do so. The only thing about opening up a dispute is that that is a legal procedure, and that we would have to send all information about your account, including any agreements that you made to the terms and conditions. But if you'll wait on just a second, let me ask someone real quick.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for having you hold, Ms. Laughlin. I just need to confer with my supervisor before I could refund you fully. And we will refund you full, and it will go back on your card, usually between 3 to 5 business days.
All right. And, I thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. If you would just bear with me for a minute, I just want to note. I just want to be sure that your account is noted and canceled, so you won't get any more charges.
Thank you.
Thank you for bearing with me, Ms. Laughlin. I just need to be sure that your account is all taken care of, so you do not have to call us again. Ms. Laughlin, we're going to go ahead and process that refund for you. As I said, it should take 3 to 5 business days to reach your account.
Thank you.
And let me see something real quick. Okay. Ms. Laughlin, hold on just for a second. I'm sorry. Okay, Ms. Laughlin, I got you taken care of. As I said, your refund should be there within 3 to 5 days. And I do thank you for reaching out to us and letting us handle this situation before you did lodge an official dispute with your bank.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Laughlin, did I give you your cancellation number?
No, you did not.
Okay. You have something to write it down with, Ms. Laughlin?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready, Ms. Laughlin.
Ready. I'm ready, dear.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Laughlin, that is C as in cancel. C as in cancel. 2628 46.
2846.
Mm-hmm.
2628 46.
Mm-hmm. 6444. There's 3 4s there.
4 4. All right.
But as I said, give us 3 to 5 days, and that should be back on your account within that time.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Laughlin. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.